Okay, recording is in progress. Okay, so just very, very like quick chazara. Right? We're dealing with the question of shlichos. How can you have shlichos? Right? V'shilach, v'shilcha, v'shilach, v'shilcha, melamed, shehu osu shliach, he osu shliach, and the shliach is osu shliach. So just in terms of the question of like shlichos and how does that work? So the Rambam said, So just contexting it. Let's say the guy who's mishaleach gets sick and he loses his sanity, right, temporarily. So is the shlicha still valid? So the Rambam says, Amar kishuhu bari, kisvu get utinu le'ishti, v'achar kach nivas mamtinim ad sheyavri, v'kosvin v'nosnin la, v'in tzarech lasor v'ilimalech bo achar shehivri, okay, so for the Rambam, the shliach is appointed when the guy is sane. Then he gets insane. The shliach is still a valid shliach, right? The tour says, and that's only a psul d'rabbanan. Okay, the tour says, im kasvu v'nasanuhu b'chalyo eino klum. Right, the get is totally, totally batel and irrelevant. Pasul midaraisa. Okay, now, what does that hinge on? So the Ketzel said, it depends how much do we really say that Shliach Shaladim Kimoso is Kimoso. Right? How much does the Baldavar transfer over his authority or his identity to the Shliach? Okay? Is the Shliach now invested with some sort of identity or power of the Mishaleach? In which case, now, even though the Mishaleach now is no longer Bardas, the shliach can still function, right? Because he is an independent entity, right? Who has been invested with independent authority. It's sort of like when the state appoints a panel of inquiry. I forgot what it's like, or you know, a special prosecutor, right? So a special prosecutor has the authority to investigate, you know, all sorts of things, independent of the permission or even the, you know, the acceptance of the parties who authorized, right, the special counsel. I think it's everywhere, right? The whole idea is that you have this entity, they're invested with the authority to investigate some incident, some scandal, some whatever, right? And their authority, right, is such that they can then investigate the people who appointed them, right? They can go and do whatever. And the people who, right, in theory, I don't know, the director of the Justice Department or whoever it is, who in theory send them on their way, right, can't say, oh, you're not allowed to do that. Okay? Now, so that's a little bit extreme because by Shliach, the Mishaleach pastors can be Mevatel him, although, right, maybe not. Or, I mean, we know they can, but that's already an interesting question. If he's really independent, maybe he's totally independent. Okay? So how independent is he, or how much is he just an extension of the Mishaleach? He's the messenger. He is the means by which the sender is accomplishing whatever he wants. But who's really doing the stuff? The person who sent him. Okay? If the guy's not a bardas anymore, then of course the Shliach can't do anything, because the Shliach is just acting, right, on behalf of the Mishaleach, but the Mishaleach couldn't do it himself, right? So the more you view the Shliach as independent, the more you could say, well, the Shliach has been invested in with X powers, so he could continue doing that because the person who sent him still exists, right? And he's been invested with X powers. The more you see him as an extension, as like a Yad, a Richta, right? He's like a extendable ear or an extendable arm of the Mishaleach, then the more he simply is a means of operation of the sender. And if the sender couldn't do it himself, so of course, right, the tool, the extendable tool in his hand that he's using, you know, to expand his reach, can't do it either. Okay? So the Rambam is clearly saying, no, there's a real investment in the Shliach. The Shliach is independently powerful. And therefore, even if the sender, the Mishaleach, is no longer sane, is no longer really capable of doing the legal act by himself, it doesn't matter. And the tour says no, right? The mishaleach can't do it, and the shliach can't do it either. Okay. Right? And just to put it into English terms, right? It sounds at least like the Rambam thinks that there's like a power of attorney where you've transferred over legal power to the shliach, right? And then even if the person goes insane or is incapacitated, the power of attorney allows them to take their legal place. While according to the tour, it sounds like he's more like an agent. He's like a messenger to accomplish the will of the mishaleach, but he's a means to accomplish those ends, but he's not authorized. He doesn't have any real power over them, right? He's not independent. He's, he bridges the gap between the end action and the person sending him, but ultimately he's just there to collapse that distance and allow the mishaleach to act at a distance, to act, through him. But the person who's doing it is still the original guy, right? And if he is not able to do it himself, kal vachomer, he can't do it through his extendable yad. Okay. Now, just another thing that's important, I've kind of been waffling on this intentionally, is how much are we talking about the independence of the shliach from the mishaleach? And how much are we talking about his independent authority over whatever it is he's doing? Okay? Because there are really three factors here. There's the shliach, there's the mishaleach, and there's the shlichus, right? Now, if I wanted to give a lot of authority to the shliach, I could do that in two ways. Let's say I wanted to hold like the Rambam. I could say, oh, the Rambam says what he says because the shliach becomes the mishaleach. He's like identity is like copy-pasted onto him. He is essentially a proxy, okay? So he copy-pasted the contents of server A onto server B. So now server B basically can pretend that he's the shliach, right? The mishaleach, sorry, the E. In which case, if he's really a proxy of the original server, so you don't actually need the original server to exist anymore, right? You know, you go to like one of these download sites and you try to download something from the main server and it's like, oh, it's not there anymore. You know, you go to mirror 1, 2, 3, or 4 and then it's there, right? The fact that it's not on the main server anymore becomes irrelevant because it's on all the proxy servers. So the same thing would be true here, right? The Rambam would say, oh, in a chanami, right? The shliach doesn't gain authority over it. The shliach actually becomes the mishaleach. Right? He's pretending to be the other guy, or he's been invested with being the other guy. So you don't need the original guy to be there because the shliach's here, okay? Or what you could say is it's a transfer of authority, not of identity, right? And therefore, and we could say, well, shlucho shel adam is kimoso in the sense that you've transferred over the baal davarness, you've transferred over the authority over this of this action to the shliach. The shliach is now the person who's relevant, right? When, I don't know, in lawsuits or even in all these sorts of care of elderly people who aren't really capable, the power of attorney is the ktovet, is the address who you go to in order to do whatever it is that's legally necessary, right? You don't go to the original person anymore because authority has been transferred to somebody else, right? And those are, but that's because the shlichus has actually been transferred over to the shliach, and now he's the baal davar, right? Not in the sense of him as a person, but as in legal, as being the legally relevant party. Okay. Now what's interesting is that because why? What is shlichus? Is shlichus something about the relationship between the shliach and the mishaleach, right? Between the person and his agent? Or that the shliach, mishaleach, is transferring over some sort of relevance to the legal action that he's doing. Now, obviously, in both of those, you have a spectrum, right? You can also say, well, right, their shliach actually has a real affinity for the mishaleach, but it's not so much that he becomes his proxy; he's just his agent and messenger. Right, he asked me to do it. I'm doing it because of him. he causes me to do it, so I'm like a yad aruch of the bayil, right? And that's something that's fundamentally based in the relationship between the shliach and the mishaleach, right? But the shliach himself doesn't actually have that much relationship to what he's doing. Or you could say the opposite, right? He's an authorized agent. He's been given authority to do whatever pula for the bailim, but he's not the legal entity who's responsible, right? We haven't moved the legal responsibility onto him. We've just authorized him to act on their behalf. But he's still acting on behalf of the mishaleach, and really whatever he does is being done by the mishaleach. When it comes to authorized agents, usually of a corporation, right? Let's say the CEO or the, you know, whatever, chief executive, whatever officer that's relevant to whatever we're doing. So if it's finances, it'll be the chief financial officer. He's allowed to make these commitments, but it's not that he has the power of attorney to do this. It's that he's the authorized agent for this corporation, but the corporation is the one who's entering into a contract, right? He's just the person who's allowed to sign on behalf of the corporation. Right? When it comes to power of attorney, the decision is being made by the attorney. It's legally binding on the other person, right? But ultimately, the authority rests with this person. When it comes to an authorized agent, let's say of a corporation, the CEO isn't making the decision because I'm the CEO and I'm the one who matters, right? It's that he's the one who's, his decision is the corporation's decision, or his signature is the corporation's signature because he's the authorized agent. But he ultimately he's the CEO. His signature is legally binding for the corporation because he's the authorized agent. But ultimately, it's not that we transferred away authority from the corporation to the CEO as a separate entity, right? He's acting, right, as part of the corporation. He's the guy who gets to sign. Right, but the authority still rests with the corporation. Okay. Fine. Now, all that goes into so far in terms of our definition of shlichos, right? What is a shliach? Right? Why is he able to function for the mishaleach? Is it because he becomes the mishaleach? Right, or is that he's the yada richta of the mishaleach, or actually there's some sort of, it's more of a legal relevance that either he becomes the baal davar, right, total legal authority is transferred to him, or not that he gets total legal authority, but he's like an authorized agent to perform on behalf of the mishaleach, right? But ultimately the authority still rests with the mishaleach, but he's getting legal powers. Okay, now this is important because when he does stuff, who's doing things? If we go on this side of the chart, right, then fundamentally, at the end of the day, he's still the one doing the legal actions, right? Either he's doing it on behalf of himself or on behalf of the corporation or the mishaleach, right? But he's the one acting. If you get here into the idea of the shliach has this really strong affinity for the mishaleach, then the mishaleach is the one who's acting, right? He's just the means, either because he proxy servered and he copy-pasted, right, the identity of the mishaleach, or because he's really like those garbage clippers, like when they go around picking garbage, they want to bend down, so they have this metal rod with like a claw at the end. Right, you guys, you've seen those. Those are the greatest. I love those. Nachshon and I made one out of like old bicycle brakes during the second lockdown because we needed something fun to do. Right? Those are awesome. So according to this option, that's really what a shliach is. He's that extendable clipper thing. Right? You pick up the extendable clipper thing, you know, and then it goes clomp, clomp, clomp over here. Right? So it's further away from you. There's something in the middle, but really you're the one doing it. Okay? And then, so the mishaleach is the one doing it. Okay? That's really, really important. So it's cool. So that really we have two separate hakiras. A, how much is the shliach really, you know, either he became the mishaleach, he became the baal davar, so he's really authorized. he's really independent. That's one question. And the nafkamina of that is the Rambam and the Tur. The second question is, who's really acting when the Shliach does stuff? Is the Shliach doing stuff or the Mishaleach doing stuff? Okay, I'm just going to chat. I think. I'm not sure if I totally understand that Alex's question. Yes, instead of a tree, it's really more of a grid. Yes, absolutely. Right? Meaning it's really more of a grid where, on the one hand, we have a question of Shliach and the Mishaleach versus Shliach and the Shlichus, right? What he's doing and separately his relationship to the person who's sending him. And then we also have the question of, you know, how much is he independent and how much is he dependent, right? Which would definitely be more of a graph, classic graph, not a tree. Okay, so now shliach is a shliach. Okay, you know, maybe we'll just plug it in already into what we've been discussing, and then we'll see how much that plays out in the sugya. Can a shliach make another shliach? Maybe before we get into like, oh, well, we know that the pasuk says, the drasha says that you can, right? How would that play into what we just said? So, right, we have two main coordinates, according to Alex, right? We have how much is he a yad and how much is he a bal davar, right? How much is he just an extension of the mishaleach? How much is he legally, you know, authorized as himself? And number two is how much is he independent of the Mishaleach and how much is he dependent? Right? Which of those factors, or both of those factors, how would you expect them to play out into the question of can a Shliach make another Shliach? I think there are a lot of different ways to connect and apply and stuff. So, you can't really go very wrong. Yeah, Tehillah.
Well, I would say definitely the independent part. And then I would also say probably the Baal Davar. Because the question is, to what extent is he acting? When you say someone's acting as the extension of somebody, is that because they're literally echoing precisely what they were doing or because they're carrying it out on behalf of that person? And if they're carrying it out, that might give them a little bit of flexibility in terms of how that happens.
Okay, I mean, you're saying if they're... You know, just say it one more time, just so I make sure I get it. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, I don't know if I got use the proper wording, but I'm saying basically that if you're carrying out an action on behalf of somebody, it can either be like, if you're purely an extension of them, you might be, well, if you're an extension of them, it might be because you're doing exactly the way they would do it and therefore you're kind of restrained, or it's because they give you a sense of agency. And if by, you know, assigning you, they're giving you a sense of agency, then you can use that agency to apply some flexibility in terms of how it's accomplished by employing another, like assigning another shliach.
Okay, good. I think also you captured a lot of the complexity here, that obviously on the one hand you would assume, right, one thing that like easier to assume is that if the more independent you are, the more likely you can go and make your own shliach because you're independent, right? On the other hand, if you're totally independent, the more you're independent, the more that you're, you know, potentially on some unsteady ground because you're independent, but you're not actually the Baal Davar, right? You're not actually the person who this is relevant to. So even though you're independent, by being independent, you're also sort of a little bit cut off from the source of the Shlichus in the first place. Now, the more you're dependent or the more you're connected to the Baal Davar, the more you could say, well, okay, because you're dependent, but maybe you're connected. The fact that you're connected to the Baal Davar still means that he sent you to do something, right? And now you can go do that in a way consistent with what he wants. And you don't necessarily need, you know, him to tell you exactly what to do, you know, as long as it's in keeping with what he told you to do, and you're doing that for him, right? Because he's kind of still in the picture. The more it's a legal thing, here, right? On the one hand, right, Thilo is saying, if you kind of go into the, he's independent and he's legally empowered, the corner of the chart, then we would say, okay, well, A, he's independent. B, he's legally empowered. So he's like the new Baldavar, right? So we'd assume more that Shliach can be also another Shliach. On the other hand, right, if you flip it and you say, well, actually, he's not a Baldavar, right? But he's actually connected. He's actually just representing the Mishaleach. Then you can also say, well, that actually has more netiyah to being shliach as shliach, because you're independent, or you're granted a lot of leeway maybe, but you're still doing it for this guy, and therefore having someone else do it for this guy is all leading back still to this guy. Maybe if you're legally empowered, that legal empowerment is that I granted you power of attorney, right? Can your power of attorney then go and sign off power of attorney to someone totally different? I don't know, right? I don't know if that would make so much sense. Because on the sort of flip side of legality is that on the one hand, it's great because you have legal powers, right? On the other hand, you know, with great legal powers comes great fine print. And you just don't know, you know, it's just like very, very limiting. And, oh, well, you could do this, but there are all these sorts of laws and, you know, terms and conditions may apply. If you're really just helping someone else out, if you're really just their messenger, right? So then they want something to be accomplished, right? How you go about doing that is like very open-ended. I don't know, if someone asks you to, you know, deliver a package or water their lawn, you want to use the hose, you want to use the sprinkler system, you know, like that's chill, right? However, if you're the gardener, right? And you've been paid to do whatever, or you work for the city and you're like in charge of parks and recreation. So you're in charge of parks and recreation in the city of Toronto, right? You have a huge budget. You have tremendous power, right? During the parts of the year when things actually are allowed to grow. But during those times of the year, you're like, you are the green king, except that anytime you want to like move a toothpick, right? You want to put in sprinklers, you want to take out sprinklers, you don't want to use the sprinklers, you need to get it approved by the city council, right? So your great power also comes with great limitations. While if you're helping someone else out and they ask you to do it, so you're helping them out, and what really matters is them getting what they want done. So you don't really matter so much, so maybe you can ask someone else to do it with you or for you, because they're really doing it for them, the sender. And the sender is always the person who's important, and he's still in the picture. But if we cut the person who sent you out of the picture, on the one hand, maybe you're totally independent, right? On the other hand, maybe it makes things way worse because you're totally independent. You're on this on your own, but it's not actually your shindig. So then maybe, of course, you can't appoint a shliach, right? So your independence and your legal authority, on the one hand, you say, oh, well, you have legal authority and you're independent. So, you know, you have legal authority and you're independent. You can do whatever you want. Or no, legal authority, you are appointed, right? But that's very limiting. If you're the president of the United States, you can't appoint someone else to be president for you, right? It's not, you are appointed, you have this tremendous authority. You can't just give it to somebody else. You can't even authorize someone else to sign things for you, right? You can't be like, oh, well, here's a law. I want to go bungee jumping, you know, and like the law needs to be signed. And, you know, there's this law that got passed, but someone needs to sign it into law, right? But I'm not going to be back in the office for 2 weeks because I'm going bungee jumping or skydiving or whatever, right? So you can't have someone else sign it into law. This doesn't work. You know, it's just very limiting. Oh, wow. Very cool. right? If you're, you can be a notary, but only, right, for things which you've been gotten, you know, you've notarized the notary department that you are going to be a notary for, right? So it's like exactly the same idea, right? You just, you're legally empowered, but in a very, very, very narrow window of authority. Okay, fine. So let's just see that in the Gemaras, because I think it'll also help clarify a little bit. Okay.
Can I just clarify one thing about the... Because when you say very narrow area of authority, I mean, I understand that you're reflecting what Tehillah wrote, but isn't that moving us back into the other side, the Yachas Bein Shaleach L'Shlichut side of things? Like, isn't the point you're trying to make that this is problematic davka for the power of attorney corner, which is that you actually have wide-ranging authority, but it's a very personal, tight relationship that's non-transferable?
Well, I was having a bit of power of trouble attorney, understanding the whole thing. The relationship not necessarily... Might be... You have a lot of authority, right? But it might be... I mean, you have authority over this very specific area, right? But it's very limited in that maybe you, right, in order, like power of attorney gives you total authority over this person's affairs, but that's been invested in you. That's not necessarily something you could transfer.
Right.
Right.
So it's not, it's, no, go ahead.
And I was just saying that here, right, normally we'd view the Yada Richta as the exact opposite, because you're both very dependent and you don't really have legal authority at all. Right, you're totally an extension and acting on behalf of the original party, right? But maybe Dafka Yada Richta would be the easiest to explain, or the most likely to say that it will work, because since you're not really making any legal, transferring any legal authority, right? It's almost totally a causative relationship, right? He gave it to me, and I gave it to, right, you know, his wife. So it's as if he gave it to his wife because he caused it to get there, kiviyachol. We're kind of using like a grumma explanation there. So then if I give it to someone else in that chain, right? So it's still, there's still that causative relationship. So I'm super dependent and I'm super, not only dependent, but I also don't have I don't have legal power at all, right? It's still always the original legal power, but because it's so causative, I'm fine with saying, oh yeah, you can have another shliach, right? For example, let's say I use that long clippy stick to pick up a chain that was attached to the bag that I want to pick up, right? The fact that there's two clippy sticks involved, right? Or there's a chain and a clippy, with a clippy, you know, claw. I guess it's a claw. I would call it a claw. Right, the, you know, the claw staff plus the bag plus the chain to the bag is no less you know, effective a way of picking something up than using the claw stick in the first place, right? So then I would say, oh, of course there is shliach be also shliach, right? Not because you can make a pass on the authority, right, but because there's no authority being passed on at all. Right, its strength is actually its simplicity, because it's so, you know, so linear, it's just so causative. Then I don't need to find the mechanism to transfer authority in order to have a shliach be also shliach. While if I'm dealing with a real power of attorney, right, there's this whole process, and you know the notary needs to be a notary for this thing, and it needs to have been done in the presence of a judge. I don't know, you know, if you want to appoint a power of attorney for someone elderly, right? You know, I think it needs to be approved by a judge and thing X, Y, Z, right? It's a whole process because you're transferring a tremendous amount of authority, right? And then if you just want to go in the middle here, so if the guy takes over as the mishaleach, you could argue that's worse, because at the end of the day, you don't really have authority. You're just pretending to be the mishaleach, right? If you have legal authority, so you have legal authority. So you can legally do whatever you want, maybe. But if you're just a proxy, so, you know, maybe you could pretend to be the mishaleach, but you can only pretend so much, and the guy who's pretending to be the person pretending to be the mishaleach, right, isn't going to work, because there's never any personal interaction there, right, between the mishaleach and shliach number two. How could Shliach number two say that he's going to pretend to be the Mishaleach if he never even met him? But you can also argue that since Shliach one is a proxy of the Mishaleach, right? So if we want to go back to computers, we can say, well, if you copy proxy server one onto proxy server two, right? If mirror download one, you know, site one is then gets copied onto mirror site two. So mirror site two is just as much a copy, assuming that they, you know, made sure that the, you know, the data and hash sums are all the same. The data is equally, representative of the original, and therefore, yeah, why not, right? Because if Shliach 1 is pretending to be the Mishaleach, so now Shliach 2 got his Shlichos from the original Mishaleach, right? Fine. So that's just the, and the same thing here, if, just like the Yad HaRichta, if it's about being an authorized agent, so then maybe because the corporation, the original authority, is really the, still the present authority. So when the authorized agent passes it on to agent number two, right? It's almost as if the original Mishaleach is doing that, because we never cut the Mishaleach out of the picture. So Shliach number two is like a Shliach of the Bailim, just like Shliach one was. Right? So it's ironic because if we cut the Mishaleach out of the picture, maybe that's amazing, right? Because now who's the real Bailim is Shliach 1. Or the opposite, no, right? If you cut the Bailim out of the picture, so how is Shliach 1 going to make Shliach 2 a Shliach for the Bailim who are not in the picture anymore? But if Shliach 1 and the Bailim still have an ongoing, interaction, so then maybe Shliach 2 is actually interacting in some way with the Mishaleach. Okay, question mark, right? One nafgamina of that pilpul is, who is Shliach 2 really a Shliach 4? Not in the sense of Shliach 4, but on behalf of. Because we don't have Shliach 3 yet, so you can't have Shliach 4. Right? Who does Shliach 2 work for? Does he work for the Bailim or does he work for Shliach 1? If we're sticking with this idea of, we cut the Shliach totally independent, we cut the Mishaleach out of the picture, so it would sound like, that maybe he's a Shliach of Shliach 1. Or maybe because, they proxied, so then, no, he's actually still a Shliach of back to Shliach, to the Mishaleach. If we want to say that the Mishaleach is always in the picture, so then, I would say, actually Shliach 2 is really a Shliach of Shliach of the Mishaleach. Right? Because the Mishaleach never left the picture. So now Shliach 2 is also a Shliach. Okay? And then, there is a nafkamina of that, which we'll get to, hopefully in a minute. Okay. So let's just quickly go through these, the Gemaras. Shliach the Shliach, Mashvi Shliach, Ola. So the Gemara wants to know, can the Shliach of a Shliach make another Shliach? Right? When you have, the Gemara says Shliach is a Shliach, right? Shliach 1 can make a Shliach 2. Can Shliach 2 make Shliach 3? Right? Amalhu lo tibay lechu. Migitani in a Shliach ha'achron mechlad mashi Shliach. Says, no, of course you can, right? Once you can make one, once Shliach 1 can make Shliach 2, so Shliach 2 can make Shliach 3, and Shliach 3 can make Shliach 4. So there's a Shliach 4. So Amar Rabba, Shliach be'eretz Yisrael, yeah, you can make as many as you want. Amar Rav Ashi, in Mace Rishon, if Shliach 1 dies, batlu kulan. All right. Says Rav Ashi, okay, who do the people work for? Shliach 2 works for Shliach 1. If Shliach 1 dies, there's no more Shliach 2. So Amar Marbar Rav Ashi, he says, wait a second. Hada Abba Katnu Sahi. He said it when he was little. That's not what he changed his mind later. Because Ilu Mes Baal Midi Meshasha Ispahu says, who do they really all work for? They have to work for the Baal, because if the Baal dies, none of them could be Megaresh or Mekadesh, his wife, right? Because he's gone. Kulu Mikoach Man Kasu, Mikoach the Baal Kasu. right? Obviously, they all really work for the Baal, because otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. Isi Labaal isnu lekulu, Isi Labaal isnu lekulu. He says, no, clearly they all work for the Baal, because that's what they're doing stuff for, right? He's the anchor of this whole legal, you know, legal world. And therefore, what really matters is just the presence of the Baal. Now, Mar Bar Ashi is clearly accepted in Gemara and makes a lot of sense, right? Obviously, the Baalim are more important than Shliach number one. But Rav Ashi's argument, right, and his initial assumption is that obviously if the Baal dies, the whole thing's bought out. But Rav Ashi was saying that even if Shliach number one dies, then Shliach number two is bought out. Now, if you hold that it's a transfer of power of attorney, this wouldn't make sense, right? Because why? When I transfer power of attorney to Shliach from Shliach 1 to Shliach 2 is now the power of attorney. Who cares about Shliach 1? He's gone, right? The authority now rests in Shliach 2, and therefore Shliach 2 is independent. Just like Shliach 1 was independent from the Mishaleach, Shliach 2 would be independent from the Mishaleach, right? And Gufa, maybe that's exactly what Marbar Rav Ashi is saying. But Rav Ashi's initial assumption, his initial psak, was that what? Is that they're not independent of the Mishaleach at all, right? If Shliach 1 is connected to the Mishaleach, Shliach 2 is connected to Shliach 1, who's connected to the Mishaleach. And therefore, if Shliach 1 disappears, you broke that chain. So the whole thing's broken. Now, what Mar Bar Rav Ashi is saying could be that even within that line of reasoning, when Shliach 1 appoints Shliach 2, right, maybe he's appointing Shliach 2, or maybe the Mishaleach is really appointing Shliach 2, right? In which case, there's a new relationship between the Mishaleach and Shliach 1 and the Mishaleach and Shliach 2. Or what's happening is, it's just that it's robust enough that even if Shliach 1 dies, right, it doesn't matter. Just like the Rambam was saying about, or the Ksos was pointing out in the Rambam, that if the, you know, when the guy dies, we say, oh, ain't get lachar Misa. Why don't we say in Shliach lachar Misa? The Ksos says, oh, because the Shlichos remains after Misa. Right? Okay. Now, just the Gemara brings down Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, "In shliach osa shliach." Says, wait a second, but we know that shliach is osa shliach. That's right. Is Ibai Seimar Rav Shimon Gamliel? He the chala shayin. If the shliach number one gets sick, Rav Shimon Gamliel is modeh that shliach is osa shliach. Okay. Now, what's interesting is Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say in general, like you can't have shliach osa shliach. And then he's, oh, but if the shliach one gets sick, then maybe you can't. So Abaya says, it's because of Bizayon de Baal, and the Baal will be uncomfortable with having the Shliach, being Shlichos be given to someone else. But Rava says, no, there's a Rav Shimon Gamliel thinks there's a fundamental problem here. Mili ninhu, mili lo mimsar on the Shliach. Right? We're going to get into mili lo mimsar on the Shliach next year. But there's the idea that words, are just not shlichosable. My benayu, ika benayu shliach matana. A shliach matana is not mili because you're giving over the matana. It's ajeni. Maybe the guy doesn't want this other person to be shliach. Okay, what's important here? When Rav Shimon Gamliel says, this Mishnah really says it also, but maybe it's Rav Shimon Gamliel, maybe it's the Chachamim. That there's a limitation on shliach to shliach to cases where the shliach gets sick. What does that mean? Okay. So Rava says, sorry, let's start with Abaya. Rabbiya says, really, shliach can always be osa shliach. Okay. And there's only a limitation when someone cares and doesn't want you to make another shliach. And then overriding that limitation would be, let's say the guy gets sick, in which case, what are you going to do? So he's allowed to make another shliach. Rava says the opposite, right? There are certain types of things, mili, which are fundamentally not nitan l'shlichos, okay? which then kind of limits our worldview on what can you really accomplish with shlichus. Okay? Now, the Ramban asks the following question. If you think that you can only make shlichus when the guy becomes sick, where do we apply that? What's really behind this whole shlichus, like this whole chala idea? He says, wait a second, the Gemara in Kiddushin said in Kiddushin on Mem Aleph said we don't that you can always have a shliach be also shliach. Miu amar rabbanan chala beinan mishum diika inchi dekapti vishma mevatish luchusai. Okay, answer number one. The reason why in Gittin it says it's only if it's sick is because it's, maybe the guy will be upset. He doesn't want you stam just passing around his get. Right to anyone, right? He cares about how it's done, right? He's a responsible guy. He's uptight about how things happen, you know. And just like if he gave you a bar of gold, he wouldn't want you to just start passing it around. It's like, oh yeah, like I couldn't, you know. Sorry, boss. Like I don't know, the driver of the armored truck, you know, like gives it to like his buddy who's on a bicycle and is like, oh, do you mind running this down to the bank, right? I didn't give it to you to do that. The same thing with the get. I gave it to you. You can't just go and just like hand it off to some random dude. Okay? But really, that's an external problem of just, you know, people apparently have feelings. But the guy gets sick, so he says, oh yeah, I would have, but I got sick, so I give it to Charlie to drive it down in the armored truck. He says, okay, fine. Right? I wanted it to get to the bank. The most important thing was for it to get to the bank. I asked you to do it. I was trusting you. If you got sick, I obviously still wanted to get to the bank, so under those circumstances, that's fine. Inami, kra, lehecha de gali bal, daite de lo kapit strich. Dafka in cases where the guy was megale, that he's okay with it, then you can have shliach as a shliach. Right? The first answer says what? You can always make another shliach, but for some external reason, you can't. The second answer says, really fundamentally, you can't make another shliach. But under certain circumstances, you can. If the Bailin express a willingness to it, or there's reason to believe that they would, then you can. Okay? Now, those put the idea of shliach as a shliach in very different lights, right? The more that I think that it's something that works when the Bailin are okay with it, explicitly, implicitly, the more I see it as something that's really built into the original shlichus. It's not that shliach one is so independent, right, or so powerful that he can make shliach two. It's that shliach one, right, can make shliach two because the mishaleach built that into the original shlichus, right? Right? That's a very different way of looking at shliachos or shliach. You're not saying, oh, a fundamental part of shlichus is that the shliach can make a shliach, which would say very much that he's very independent, right? He has tremendous authority over the situation. Now we're saying, well, maybe right under these circumstances, he can. Okay? Now, let's say in the case where he got, what nafka mina, when the guy is sick, dafka hanimili the shliach rishon, shema ba'al rotzo the gari shal yad ze, yosem yacher. Let's say you have shliach one, he gets sick. He gives it to shliach two. Can shliach two now go give it to whoever he wants, even if he's totally healthy? If it's about kpeda, right? I gave it to you, and I trusted you, Charlie. You know why are you handing it off to Bob, right? So then he says, "Oh, yeah, sorry, boss, but I got sick," right? But if it's just about that kveda, so then Bob can give it to Fred, because the boss never gave it to Bob in the first place, right? Bob's not supposed to be involved at all. If it's just about kveda, so by the second shliach, who has no real who's never talked to the Baal, there's no kveda for number two, right? If the boss wanted shliach two to do it, then he would have asked two to do it. So two can just hand it off to three, right? If you think it's an internal, if you think it's a fundamental problem that really shliach should not be allowed to be osa shliach unless there's pressing circumstances, and then it sort of like triggers an iteration clause in the shlichas that he can make another shliach. So then, Shematzati Rabbeinu Hagadol Shekasav Shemamina Dishliach Shliach Imchala Oseh Shliach Amachala Davka. He says, "Oh well, the Rif said that actually you can only may have a shliach be Oseh Shliach in a case a shliach the shliach of the shliach can only make another shliach also if the second shliach was sick, right?" And that already says it's not just like a general din of oh kveda, right? It says according to that there's a fundamental problem of the shliach passing on the shlichus to somebody else. Right? It says basically that shliach is a shliach is not as pashut as we thought. Okay. Fine. Okay. The Rivash. Basically takes that extreme, this corner approach, the idea of shliach, osa shliach, because shlucho shel adam kimoso mamish yalfina, v'imkein hashliach kibaylim ligamri, mishum tekimen de shlucho shel adam kimoso ligamri, kidenav kolan mipesach, harigam hashliach habeiz ye kimo hashliach harishon ligamri, v'yachol limnos gam hu shliach gemo b'chein l'olam. So the Rivash thinks it's obvious that of course the shliach can be also shliach and that shliach can make another shliach because the shliach becomes like the bailim. Okay? V'kivan denafik lan mipesach v'gereshin shlichos b'chol Torah kula islan shehu kimoso legamri v'ashliach harishon osa shliach sheni v'shani v'shlishi v'chein li'olam v'midi d'leik ha'kveda. And only there's this external sometimes that the guy is going to be upset. Right? Because I didn't want you to hand over the gold bar to somebody else. Right? But otherwise, of course, Shluch Shel Adam is kimoso, and because he's kimoso, just like the Bailim can do it, he can also do it, right? But it's this very strong assertion of Shluch Shel Adam kimoso mamish. Okay. Fine. So what's the relationship between Shliach 1 and Shliach 2? Okay? So as we were saying, right, maybe, right, Shliach 2 works for Shliach 1, and Shliach 1 works for the Bailim, right, which is also why Ravashi said if Shliach 1 dies, maybe he thought originally that Shliach 2 would be Batel, even though that's not true la'alacha. But let's say something else, right? Let's say Shliach 2 dies. Shliach shalas ha'sheni, b'sheni shlishi, im meis habal nisbat al kula, aval im habal kayim, aval b'shem meis ha'shliach ha'rishon, lo nisbata shlichos hashar me'achar shabal kayim. Im meis hashliach sheni yachos shliach rishon litlo miyarshav shal sheni v'yolicho shlichenu b'yad acher. So let's say 2 dies. Who's it go back to? Does it go back to the Bailim? Does it go back to shliach number 1? What's that depend on? Right. How do we look at this situation? There are really three options, right? One is to say, shliach number 2, right, is a shliach of shliach number 1, and shliach number 1 is shliach of the Bailim. So if 2 dies, he gives it back, it goes back to 1. Or we could say, no, shliach number 2 is really the shliach of the Bailim also, right? Shliach number 1 was the Bailim. Then he made shliach number 2 the shliach. Shluch shaladim kamoso. So now shliach 2 is actually now the baldavar. If he dies, so it goes now, he was the baldavar, now he's not, it goes back to the mishaleach, right? Don't see why that would be true. We lag? We're lagging. We stop. I feel like I would disappear. Everything froze for the last minute. You guys with me now? Can you hear me now? Do you guys hear me? Am I like frozen? Not frozen? My connection is unstable.
I think we hear you now.
Now you hear me?
Yeah.
Now I'm back. Okay, so let's go back for a second, right? If Shliach 1 appoints Shliach 2, right? But Shliach 2 is the Shliach of Shliach 1, and there's this chain. So then if Shliach 2 dies, it just goes back one link, and it goes back to Shliach 1. If you think that Shliach 1 was Shlucho Shladam Kimoso, like the Rivash was saying, right? So he's the Shliach. He's now the Bailim. Then he gave it to 2. Now Shliach number 2 is the Bailim, right? Shliach number 1 is nothing, basically. Pashtas, right? Or Shliach number 2 is now the Baldava. He's in charge, right? The authority was transferred over to Shliach number 2. Can you hear me now? Better? Betterish? Yeah?
No.
Now? Okay. Oh, yay. Okay. Are we back? Can you hear me?
I think so.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know why this... Okay, so I'm just going to share again. What did you say, Rachel?
Just to be clear, we're just discussing it. Are we in one of the four options of what a shliach means, or are we just talking more generally?
Oh, okay, yeah. So let's talk. We're going to talk. We're talking a little bit more generally, but yeah, we can put it. We're going to put it into the squares in a second. If we have. The more we say that the shliach is independent of the mishaleach, the more we say that the shliach is independent of the mishaleach, the more that we're going to be able to say that once he passes on the shlichos to somebody else, he drops out of the picture. You get that? Why? Because if he was independent of the Mishaleach,
the boy independent is?
Yes. Because he's you start something new? Okay, what about now? Now we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get it. All right. Okay, sorry. Let's try to get this back on track. The more the guy that the shliach number one was independent of the mishaleach, meaning the guy who sent him, the more when he appoints shliach number two is independent of shliach number one, right?
Yes, but does it necessarily mean he's closer to the Baal, to the mishaleach?
Maybe not. But if he dies, then he was totally independent, basically. Now he's gone, right? So authority over XYZ now reverts back to the Bailim. Pashtus, right? Let's say you had power.
It doesn't of necessarily revert, though. It could still be, you could say that if middle guy dies, the second guy is still the Shaliach through the middle guy, even though the middle guy isn't there anymore. But it was through that he became the Shaliach. And in order for the Baalim to like undo the Shlichut, he actually has to cancel the initial Shlichut. He doesn't actually have authority over the second guy.
That you could say that, but I'm saying that's assuming, right, that they're not independent, right? What you're just saying is if we assume that the shliach is not really independent of the bialim, right? So shliach one is connected back to the bialim, shliach two is connected to shliach one, who's connected back to the bialim. So then, if shliach two dies, it should revert to shliach one. If shliach one dies, Shliach 2 is still connected through him to the Bailim, right? Just, right? That can exist even if Shliach 1 is dead, possibly, right? If we think that he's independent, though, so let's say it's power of attorney. I grant power of attorney to attorney one, number one. Attorney number one decides to retire from law, right? He then appoints his power of attorney over the client, attorney number two, right? Attorney number two dies. They call up attorney number one, who's in Florida, and say, oh, we, you know, attorney number two died. And we need, you know, we need a power of attorneyify, right? Attorney one is going to say, well, that's unfortunate because I am no longer the attorney, right? I don't have any legal authority here. I passed it all on to attorney two. Attorney two died. You need to get the court to appoint a new attorney, a new power of attorney, right? If you think instead that that's not true, right? Let's say it's a yad, right? It's a yad arichta. So if we knock off shliach number two, of course it goes back to shliach number one, right? If we think shliach number one is really just the agent of the mishaleach, and number two is the agent of number one to be the agent of the mishaleach, let's say we're talking about an authorized agent, like a CEO. The CEO appoints the CFO, right, to take care of certain things. CFO dies, right? That job or that authority reverts to the CEO. Actual legal reality, the prime minister, right, is in charge of the government. He appoints ministers. So let's say he appoints a finance minister. The finance minister dies. Do you know who becomes the finance minister, or who has authority over who becomes acting finance minister automatically? The prime minister. What?
Deputy finance minister.
Nope. Prime minister. Important nafkamina, right? There's a law that the prime minister can only hold so many ministries at one time, right? At one point, a lot of ministers had quit in the Israeli government, okay? So Netanyahu was minister of more ministries than you're legally allowed to be simultaneously minister of, okay? And he didn't do anything. It wasn't his fault. It's Nebuch, you know, the other people quit, right? But because Shliach 2 quit, so the Shlichos reverted back to him, right? Back to Shliach 1. So how do we see this, right? So even though on the chart, right, the transfer of legal authority, power of attorney, and authorized agent go together, if it's a power of attorney, then it should default back to the Bailim, while if it's a authorized agent, it would revert back to Mishaleach, number one, right? Shliach number one. Okay, so look at the Nosei Kalim here, and we'll try to start wrapping things up. So the tour quotes the Yadrama, who said, the Rameh Abu Afia, he says, Im meis ha-shliach ha-sheni lo nizbato b'kach shlicho shal rishon. Shalom nigmar shlichu zeh ad shiagia get liyada. Okay? Shliach number one is sending shliach number two to do shliach number one's job. Right? So therefore, it's retained. The Taz says, Nira hatam the shliach risho neged hasheni have a kibal neged hashliach. He says, no, it's not because the shliach, the Yad Ramah says it's because shliach number one never finished his shlichus, right? He's still a shliach. The Taz says, the shliach number one to shliach number two is like the Baal to the shliach, right? A told A sent B and B sent C. So to B is to C, what A is to B. So therefore, if B C disappears, so B is now just like what he always was, right? Just like if the shliach dies, the bailim go back to being in charge. If shliach number two dies, then shliach number one goes back to being in charge. That's not what the Ramah said. The Ramah said what? Lo nigmar shlicha zu ad shiyagia get liyada. It's just that like the shliach number one was appointed to do a job. He didn't do the job. He sent someone else to do the job. That other person might actually be the one who is really responsible for the job for the people. Let's say we're dealing with government ministries, right? Who does the finance minister serve in theory? Right? Probably his own interests, but in theory, he serves the public, not the prime minister, right? But since he's appointed by the prime minister, if he disappears, then it reverts to the prime minister. I think the Ramah is saying something along those lines. It's not that shliach number two, right, is still working off of shliach, works for shliach number one. It's that shliach number two, right, is once he disappears, shliach number one is still obligated in the same thing that he was obligated in before he passed it on to shliach number two. Right? It's a chain of responsibility in the sense that he was responsible for it. Now someone else is responsible for it. If that other someone else disappears, now he's responsible for it again. It's like a din of responsibility that the Ramah is saying, as opposed to the Taz is saying that there's this, it's a causal, it's this direct chain of, you know, A sent B and B now sent C. So it's just like the same relationship through just iterative. Okay. Now, nafkamina of all this, another nafkamina is, let's say one of the shliach number one wants mevatel shliach number two. Right? According to the Yad Ramah, I don't think shliach number one could passel shliach number two. It's just that if shliach two disappears, so shliach number one is still responsible to take care of it. Right? On the other hand, right, according to the Taz, of course shliach number one can move out to shliach number two. Because shliach number two's relationship to shliach number one is the same as shliach number one and the Bailim. Shliach number two is number one is the Bailim, and he appointed shliach two. He can move out to it, just like any Bailim can move out to a shlichus. Right? So how much are we passing over authority, and then you could really cut out the other shliach, or, and therefore he can't be mevatel his new shliach either? Or do you say, no, it's that, you know, it's all iterative and it's like a chain, and therefore, you know, any link can cut out the link after it. Okay, Ayin Yad HaMelech says, Daito, de shliach rishon, in yachol levatel shliach sheni. Mishom de tekev kishaba haget miyad shliach rishon miyad hasheni, kolsa shlichuso v'haya klo haya klal. Yad HaMelech says, once the shliach one passes it on to shliach two, it's as if he was never a shliach even, right? It's like what we were saying a little bit by power of attorney, I guess, that once you pass over the power of attorney, right, you need a court to reappoint you. Ve'in l'rishon od Torah shliach klal, hevi kilu habal ba'atzmo mina shliach hasheni, l'shliach get. Now here he's saying something different. He's saying, it's as if when we have the shliach sheni, that the Bailim appointed him. He appointed him through shliach number one, right? But it's really shlichus from the Bailim. Now, what's great about that is that, remember we said, maybe when we said that you need the shliach to have gotten sick, right? There needs to be some pressing circumstances for a shliach to be also shliach, right? And we were bothered by, wait a second, how can you have shliach also shliach? According to some svaras, that makes a lot of sense. According to others, not so pasha, right? According to Yad HaMelech, it could be, the answer is, you actually never really have shliach also shliach. It's always the Bailim making this guy his shliach, right? Now, there was an intermediary, but fundamentally what happened was the Bailim made shliach 2 into the Bailim's shliach. And then once that happens, shliach number 1 is irrelevant. Because shliach number 2 is never shliach number 1's shliach. Okay? I was going to do that. Okay, and now if we get back to the question of shlichos midin rishos or midin yad, so if it's midin nisinas rishos, so then, right, it made a lot of sense that the shliach can be osa shliach, right? Because we gave over authority to A, and now A is giving over that legal authority to B, and A is the baldavar. If shlichos is midin yad, then how can you have shliach osa shliach, right? And the answer could be either Shliach is a shliach because it's, you know, all this causal chain. Or the Ad HaMelech's approach, which is, well, actually, that only works under pressing circumstances. And it's only if, and it's only because Shliach 2 is as if he was directly appointed by Shliach 1. Right? It's as if there's a clause in the Shlichos that if you get sick, then, you know, then really we should, then, you know, then inform someone else that he's really my Shliach, or that I'm appointing him my Shliach. But you're appointing that other guy your Shliach, right? And then the middleman disappears. Now, there's an important nafkamina between the two options that I just presented for Shlichus Midinyan, which is, if you think it's about the causal chain, then Shliach number one could be Mevatel Shliach number two, right? And if Shliach number two dies, it goes back to Shliach number one, right? Because it just goes back one link in the causal chain. If you see it as, of course, your claw stick, right? Doesn't have the authority or the ability to make something else into its claw stick. Have you ever tried to use a claw stick to operate another claw stick? Try it one day. It's impossible, right? It just can't be done. So, you know, same thing true. You can't have a shliach make another shliach if he's just a causal chain. So says the Ad HaMelech, the answer is that you're really just making the second guy your shliach, right? You're just making the first shliach is your shliach to make the other guy your shliach. It's like the guy in the store who uses the claw thing to take another claw thing off of the top shelf to give it to the customer. That's very iterative, right? So that's really, right. So we have two, just really regalachas, because we're way over time. You have two options in shlichus, right? Is it about giving over legal authority? Is it about he's like an extension of your arm? Okay. Then we have the question of how independent is he, right? Is he a very independent, a representation of the Bailim? Is he a totally dependent extension of the Bailim's arm? Is he legally empowered, or is he totally being given total, complete legal authority? We discussed, right, whether those things should or should not allow us to have very expansive shliachos of shliach. Nafkamina, how much is shliach 2 dependent on shliach 1 or not? And then finally, we discussed how even within shliach midin yad, where he's an extension of the bailim, we can have shliachos of shliach either the extreme option of because he's really just a shliach in order to make another shliach, and shliach number two is the real shliach directly from the Bailim, or that it's really just this causal chain, and therefore it needs to directly get back to the Bailim, but you can use the yad to have another yad. Okay, and then next year we'll do Midi Lemon Shran, the shliach.